Hello, and welcome back to We Are the Weirdos, Mister, the podcast for all things cult, camp, queer, and creepy. I am your host, Hillary Michelle Post, and I am joined today by my two besties, Heather and Julie. Say hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
So, the girls and I have been FaceTiming here for the past little bit, and my Wi-Fi kept being stupid, so I'm recording this on my phone. So if it sounds like ass, just shut up. second of all, with that in mind, I want to apologize for there not being an episode last week. This episode is going to be a week late because last weekend I was in Ohio helping throw a baby shower for my brother. And it turned out really great. And a huge shout out to Heather for helping us as well.
Well, thank you.
Lacey and I kept trying to plan to record while I was there, but we were just way too busy and tired, and I flaked out for the first time ever since I started this podcast. This is the first time I ever just didn't upload and it, like, just completely flaked. And I'm aware that, like, only 30 people listen to this thing, but that being said, I still apologize. So, we're back on track, and we're celebrating the spooky season by talking about Hocus Pocus 1 and 2. So, first off, I want to know your guys' relationship with Hocus Pocus. Like, did you watch it growing up? You know, how do you feel about Hocus Pocus in general?
Julie, you can go first.
I feel like I grew up watching Hocus Pocus. Definitely 31 Days of Halloween or whatever, 13 Days of Halloween. It was always on, like, come October, and I realize it's become, like, this huge kind of cult classic, and people are very much like, we need a sequel, and they've been talking about it for at least 15 years, and that's awesome and great, but I generally really love this movie. I've seen a lot of people online slandering this movie, and I have considered defriending people on Facebook for saying it's not good.
Wait, are you talking about the first one or the second one?
Yes, the first one.
Okay, anyone who doesn't like the first one can just fuck off forever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, what about you, Heather?
So I watched Hocus Pocus for the first time last Sunday because I'm a monster, I guess. growing up, I feel like this is something I probably wouldn't have been allowed to watch. And I was never really into scary, spooky things anyways as a kid. So I wouldn't have, like, fought back on it or tried to watch it. But having watched it even as an adult, I thought it was really good. I really liked it. I actually really liked knowing, like, I felt like I knew all the funny parts because everyone I know quotes them all of the time. but they were really funny, and I liked it a lot.
I'm so glad. The fact that you've never seen it before blows my mind.
Hillary would have defriended you, like, full on. She would have waved her hands in your face and said, "I unfriend you." That's what would have happened.
I didn't do it on purpose. Like,
I know. Well, the thing is, too, like, it wasn't like it was readily available to watch when we were, like, we were in college. Like, we didn't have streaming services back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, like, we didn't have that. Like, so it wasn't like, I mean, if you didn't have it on DVD and you didn't catch it on TV, you weren't watching it. So it's completely forgivable for you to not have watched it between ages of, I don't know, 18 and 25.
Well, thank you. So you're saying, what was my excuse for the past 8 years?
Yeah, what the hell? No, but also, like you said, like, it wasn't really your, like, vibe for a long time. So, like, it, you know, I think that's fine. And I respect you, but I respect you even more for watching it and liking it.
Yeah, it was, even my high school seniors were like, they were like, "What are you doing this weekend?" And I was like, "Oh, I watched Hocus Pocus with my friends." And they're like, "You mean rewatching it?" I was like, "No." And they were like, "How? Why? Like, what?"
Yeah, I mean, I definitely grew up watching it. I had Disney Channel growing up, and it was on all the time. And I watched it every year, and I love it. In fact, I watched it so much that when I recently found out that my sister has never seen it all the way through. I was genuinely shocked. I was like, how is that fucking possible? Because I watched it all the time. But whatever. Same thing with my mom. I made my mom watch it for the first time last night. So that was fun. And in a weird twist of events, she liked the second one better.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll get into that when we get around to talking about the second one. But, yeah, I mean, how can you not love it? It's campy. It's goofy. It's kind of spooky. It's my brand.
My brand.
My brand. So, we're not going to do what we usually do and, like, break down the entire plot of these movies because, A, who has the time? And B, everyone fucking knows the plot of these movies. Maybe not so much the second one, but if you haven't seen it yet, you should, so.
Well, I think that was so funny because I went into it completely blind. I had no idea what the plot was. Like, I didn't know if the Sanderson sisters were good, were bad. Like, I had no clue. And then I was like, there's a cat that talks. Like, it's like Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I loved it.
Oh, Binks is the best. Yeah, I mean, if you're listening to this and you've never seen Hocus Pocus, that's even better. Then I guess we won't spoil it entirely, just for the most part.
No, I'm going to spoil the whole thing.
Well, okay. That's fine.
I'm mostly kidding.
We'll get into it. We'll see. I didn't take notes for either movie. I have research on the background of the first film. But I didn't do like what I usually do where I take notes and stuff. I was like, it's Hocus Pocus. I can talk about Hocus Pocus. Notes, schmotes. but a little background. So Hocus Pocus started as an idea by producer David Kirschner all the way back in the 80s. A screenplay was written by Mick Garris based on Kirschner's concept. The script was purchased by Disney in 1984. And development stopped and started numerous times, and several rewrites occurred before the script got into the hands of Bette Midler. Her interest in the project catapulted it into production in 1992. The film was directed by Kenny Ortega, who up to that point was known more for being a very successful choreographer. At the time of filming, Hocus Pocus had only... But at the time of filming Hocus Pocus, he had only directed one other film, which was Disney's Newsies, which is another film I love, which makes sense. It's a big, very dance-heavy movie. It's good that a choreographer made that. He later went on to direct another film we discussed on this show, Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. And most famously, he directed the High School Musical movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still have never seen.
Yeah, I know, because you hate me, personally. Like,
yes, Julie. That's
it's,
why.
It's because of me.
How old were we when those movies came out? Like, we were...
Way too old for me to be this mad about it.
That's what I'm saying.
I will eventually, and it'll be a very funny episode, because it'll be me, a theater kid, bitching about how the whole concept of the High School Musical movie is ridiculous, and I hate it.
Julie, I will not be watching them ever, so...
Are you fucking kidding
me? It's musicals, it's right in the title.
Yeah.
You've learned nothing from this show. It is Heather hates musicals.
Heather hates musicals, but she shouldn't hate this musical, because it's fun.
Oh, whatever. So Hocus Pocus was shot both on location in Massachusetts and in sound stages in Burbank, California. Production lasted from October of 92 until February of 93.
Damn.
Yeah. I thought that sounded like a really long time, but then I remembered the cast were probably mostly minors and had to do school and stuff, so it took a while.
Yeah.
The film was released in theaters on July 16th, 1993, where it bombed, losing Disney millions of dollars.
What?
Probably because they were stupid enough to release a Halloween movie in fucking July.
Okay, but like, to be fair, that movie's enduring legacy has been the bajillions of dollars it made afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. With, like Julie said, with frequent airings on Disney Channel and Freeform and all those things, it did become a cult classic and, of course, garnered the sequel and a shit ton of merchandise over the past couple years, especially. So,
oh, yeah. Spirit Halloween kind of laid in on that one and laid it on thick.
Really thick. So thick to the point of, like, I love Hocus Pocus, but even I'm like, all right, let's calm down a little bit. So, first and foremost, I want to talk about Thackeray Binks.
Thackeray Binks, what took thee so long?
How old were we before we realized that it was Thackeray and not Zachary? Because I was pretty old.
How old were you when you learned that that voice is fucking dubbed?
I knew immediately because I know who Jason Marsden was ever since way back then. So the Thackeray is played, when we see him as a person, is played by baby Sean Murray of NCSI fame. Or NCIS, what did I say? NCSI. NCIS.
It says you're basically right.
Yeah. But he is voiced by Jason Marsden. Now, Jason Marsden is my love, my life, my light, my sweet summer child. He does the voice of Max Goof in the Goofy movies. He was in the Torkelson show. He was in a bunch of other stuff when I was growing up. And he's adorable, and I love him. He was also the voice of, what was his character's name in the Lion King sequel?
Oh, I've only seen that, like, one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was that lion that everyone wants to fuck.
Wait, so James Marsden is the voice of the...
No, Jason Marsden.
Jason? Okay.
Yeah. He's a that guy. If you saw him, you would be like, oh, yeah, that guy.
I'm up right now.
He's on TikTok a lot, too.
Yeah, I know who this is.
So I don't know why they used two different actors.
I do.
I read. Okay.
It's because they thought Sean's voice sounded too contemporary.
That's fair, but then why cast him in the first place?
Because he's hot.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So we, at the beginning of the film, we see Thackeray. He's a youth of what, 1600s, 1700s, Salem?
Yeah. 1660, right?
16. I don't remember. I don't even remember when the Salem witch trials happened, so I'm useless. His sister gets lured into the woods by the Sanderson sisters, and they, his little sister Emily, and they use a potion to suck the life force out of Emily to make themselves younger. And Thackeray is unable to save them because Winifred, like, uses his magic against her. And they capture the Sanderson sisters and hang them as witches. But before they die, they set a curse that says, well, A, they turn Thackeray into a black cat. And they place a spell where if anyone lights the black flame candle on Halloween night, if a virgin lights a candle, then they will come back to life for one night. And Thackeray is cursed to live forever as a cat, and he guards the black flame candle and the Sanderson house to try to keep that from ever happening, right?
I was, like, surprised there was so much, like, they just murdered a kid and, like, three people were hanged at the beginning of a Disney movie. I was like,
oh, right. That's some heavy shit, man.
We used to be allowed to be more hardcore.
Yeah, I guess.
True. And it fucked us all up. That's why our generation under us are all cushied and protected, because we were so scarred by everything. We're like, for the love of God, don't show the children. They'll turn them into little monsters like us. So then we flash forward to 1993, and we meet our main character, Max Dennison, who recently moved to Salem from California. And he's, you know, very jaded. He doesn't dig it. You know, he's not into the whole Halloween spooky vibe. And he, after hearing the story of the Sanderson sisters from his teacher, he's like, yeah, whatever. You know, Halloween was just invented by the candy companies. And the girl he has a crush on, Allison, mouths off it to him and explains that, like, Halloween is an ancient feast and been around forever. And he, like, slips her his number in front of everybody and, like, makes the whole scene. And it's, I mean, it's kind of smooth and also kind of obnoxious, like, at the same time. I feel like when you first watch it, you're just like, I don't know if I like this Max kid or not. You're kind of on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that has partly to do with the guy that plays him, Omri Katz. Omri Katz just kind of has a smarmy face. Like, mm-hmm. he's cute, but he's just kind of smarmy. The part of Max was actually originally offered to Leonardo DiCaprio, but he turned it down to be in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Which he...
You might recognize... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I almost said he probably should have got an Oscar for that, but then I was like, I'm not going to say that. That's not correct. Because, you know.
Because of reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, reasons that I want to say, but I also can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's a good performance, but it's also very odd. It's a weird movie. So you might recognize Omri from the TV show Erie, Indiana, which, funnily enough, also starred Jason Marsden. Did you guys watch that when you were little?
No.
No.
You didn't watch? Oh, well, I know. Heather said she wasn't into spooky stuff, so that track. So it was kind of like a X-Files, Twilight Zone-y type show, but for kids.
Mm.
I remember watching part of an X-Files episode when I was a kid and thinking it was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen, and I've never wanted to watch it since.
I mean, there are some episodes that are really creepy. I've never watched all of it, all of X-Files. I've only watched episodes here and there. Which is shocking to most people because I'm, you know, me. That's what I should do, get into. I should, like, try to watch all of X-Files. That'd be fun. And Allison, who I mentioned, is played by Vanessa Shaw, who I primarily know from that Jonathan Brandis comedy, Ladybugs. Anybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was really good. It's a Rodney Dangerfield movie, but it has Jonathan Brandis in it. And... like, Rodney has to coach this girl's soccer team for his boss. And they're, like, really lousy. And so to make them better, he makes his stepson dress up as a girl and play on the soccer team. And it's very fucked up, but it's very funny. but, yeah, she was in that. She was, like, the love interest in that. So I always thought of Ladybugs when I saw her in this. We also eventually see Max's little sister, our other main character, Danny, played by Thora Birch. Thora Birch has been in all of the things. She was in Now and Then. She was in Ghost World. She was in I love Now and Then, too. It's a good movie. So the Sanderson sisters, we have... Bette Midler plays the eldest sister, Winifred. She's, like, the leader of the group. I wish I could have been in that design meeting when they decided to give her those teeth.
Yes.
What was that about?
IDK.
And we have Mary, who's Kathy Najimy, who I love and everything. Oh, you know what we need to do for this show? Sister Act.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you seen Sister Act?
A long, long, long time ago, yeah.
That movie, it holds up. That's good shit. And she's very funny in that. And then we have Sarah Jessica Parker as Sarah, the hot, dumb one. Have you guys ever seen First Wives Club?
Yes.
No.
Oh, gasp. Sarah Jessica Parker plays, like, Bette Midler's adversary in First Wives Club. And both in this and in that, she's supposed to be like the quote unquote hot one. And I have never, ever thought that Sarah Jessica Parker was hot. It might she's be mean okay. and judgy of me, but.
No, I don't think she's hot either, but.
She definitely hotter in Hocus Pocus.
I mean, she's at the hottest that she has ever been and ever in everything, anything ever.
Yes.
That was English. Yeah, that's the hottest she's ever
ever been. Ever ever ever
ever ever ever ever
ever ever
ever ever
ever ever ever.
So yeah. What are our favorite parts of Hocus Pocus?
Hold on. Give me a second. You asked me too quick. Because the only thing that's come into my mind, like, there are people on my Facebook that are in Salem right now, and they posted a picture of the trolley. And so I was just thinking about the bus driver going, Bobbo, Bobbo.
I legit, when I was watching it last night with my mom, who had never seen it before, right? That guy pulls up. I'm just like, this man is in like two scenes and he is my favorite character. He's such a slime ball and I love him. He like at one random point at night, the Sanderson sisters get picked up on this bus and he's like, they're like, what do you call this contraption? He's like, I call it a bus. And she's like, and what is it for? And he's like, it's to take beautiful creatures such as yourselves to your most, you know, whatever, like your deepest desires or your whatever, destination of your desires. And Winifred's like, we desire children. And he's like, hey, it may take me a few tries, but I can definitely make that happen. Like, he's such a slime ball and I love him.
I now have my favorite part. Okay, so when I rewatched the first one, I was with our friend Kelsey in Dallas, and we had made a joke at the beginning of the movie because the desks in the classroom at the beginning of the movie, I was like, those desks haven't been updated since 1663. And then later in the movie, they have an entire room that is a kiln. And she's like, do you know how much money that shit costs? And I was like, yeah, that's why they haven't updated the desk since 1663. But my favorite part is when she comes out, where they lure her in there with, like, the French tape. And then she comes out and she was like, je veux mon livre. I want my book.
My book.
That's my favorite part. It's funny.
And it works on two different levels because she's actually looking for her book as well.
Yeah, that's why it's very funny. I was like, yeah, they haven't updated the desks because, oh my god, like, which that's valid. Like, those desks were old as hell.
True that. Oh, I just read something interesting.
Okay.
The film was released in July to take advantage of children being off from school during the summer, and to avoid competition with Nightmare Before Christmas, which came out in 93.
Oh.
It came out around Halloween, and they didn't want it to compete. That makes sense.
But also, in the long run, has not mattered, because both of those films are, like, enduring and also bringing, just raking in bajillions of dollars every season. And not.
Which is crazy to me, because there's, like, a big... We are lacking in our media, I feel, good children's spooky content.
Yeah.
Because look at what we do have. All of it are like cult sensations and make a bunch of money. Coraline, Nightmare Before Christmas, Hocus Pocus. Like, they make so much money. It's like, why aren't we making more spooky shit?
For children.
For children.
Yeah. And even, like, the TV shows that we used to have. You know what I mean? Like, there was, like, So Weird and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. Eerie Indiana. I mean.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? Which was terrifying.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes. Perfect example.
I'm cold.
You shut your whore mouth.
I know it bothers you. That's why I do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some more random trivia for you. Winnie's iconic curses, like maggoty mouth, malfeasance and trolley mog, weren't scripted, but are authentic insults. They came from a book of old curses Bette Midler referenced on set. Said Thora Birch said in a D23 and Creature Features panel that Bette had two people running around behind her with dictionaries of old curse words.
I think one of my favorite parts, and I actually I'm starting to get them both confused because I literally watched them back to back, both of them for the
Yeah.
first time. But I love, I'm pretty sure it's in the first one where they don't have, they were idiots and they got their broom stolen. So they have to get like the other brooms. That's the first one, right?
Yeah. Well, it
Yes.
happens in both of them, but
Okay. But in the first one, like one of them's a vacuum and then I can't remember what's the other one.
one's like a regular broom, one's a mop, and then one's a vacuum.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I think that's so funny when they're trying to like start them and like get them going, like the vacuum. I love that part.
And Mary like slams the vacuum between her legs and it just looks painful. She's like, oh. Another great actor that's in this movie is Doug Jones. He plays Billy Butcherson, the zombie of the sister, one of the, well, two of the sisters' ex-lover.
Oh yeah.
I fucking love Doug
Doug
Jones, dude.
Jones
Doug Jones is the
is
best.
national treasure, Doug Jones.
Truly.
I was so happy. Have you guys caught up
Yes.
on What We Do in the Shadows?
I have.
Yeah, I am.
When they like youthified him basically, and you
They
got to see Doug
yassified
Jones
him.
like his, yeah, totally. And you just got to see because he's always in so much makeup, you never really get to see him except for interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
So when he just got to be like just him being handsome and dashing vampire, I was like, oh yay. Yay, Doug Jones. Apparently in that scene when Billy like his mouth cuts his mouth open and like moths fly out, those were real moths.
Ugh.
They created like this little pocket pouch thing to go in his mouth so they couldn't fly down into his throat. And there was just like a tiny little hole for him to like cough air through to get them to fly out. That's crazy.
Did you partake of the pizza pie? I can't. Like, that's my favorite thing he's ever said. That's from What We Do in the Shadows. But like, I'm just saying.
I was like, when did he say that?
Did I partake of the pizza pie? I can't get over it. Baron Offernass is one of my favorite characters ever. I think he's hilarious. Thanks to
Is.
Doug Jones. He also was in The Shape of Water, which as you all know, I loved.
We drank the jug blood and now I'm a wizard.
Now I am a wizard.
We drink the drug blood.
Look,
We
we
drink
drink
the drug blood.
Let's just do an episode about that. Just that episode.
Just that episode.
I
That
could talk
episode
about
is
it for an
the
hour. I could do it.
Oh yeah, I could too.
I've only watched bits and pieces of that episode, I think, because there's a lot of vom in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
Yeah,
well, that's
but
when he
like,
partook of the pizza pie.
right.
And when Hillary, when he comes down, when he's done, he like looks up at them and he goes, "Totally worth it." I love it. Totally worth it.
Oh God. Let's see. I'm looking at different trivia about this movie. There's a bunch of interesting stuff. Oh, Rosie O'Donnell was originally offered the role of Mary Sanderson. Rosie claims on her
Interesting.
blog that she turned down the offer to work with Bette Midler because she didn't want to be a scary witch.
Okay.
Okay, Rosie.
Know thyself.
Yeah, like, I love her, but all right.
Oh, I just want you to know I quoted Ted Lasso there, by the way. Anyways.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. Bette Midler was 48 years old when this was filmed, and 76 years old in the new sequel. She looks great.
Yeah.
Holy shit, 76.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
when the whole movie is just so iconic. Huh?
When the parents have to dance until they die.
Yeah, I was just about to say that whole sequence. That whole number is great.
Way to get rid of the parents. A great way.
And in a way that, like, I mean, it's so brilliant, and to even bother with that. Because there are so many movies where you just sit and are just go, like, where the fuck are the, where are the adults?
Where are their
parents?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the guy that was impersonating a cop and how I'm pretty sure that's illegal?
Yeah. I don't know what the rules are of that on Halloween, though. I mean, obviously, like, to make the kids think that he was a cop is illegal, but if you just go around in a really realistic looking uniform, could you get in trouble?
I mean, that guy could have saved everybody a lot of trouble if he had just, like, been like, hey, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, right. Obviously those children were terrified, but it's fine, whatever.
That guy was kind of hunky.
Yes.
I love the line, you know, I've always wanted a child, and now I think I'll have one. On toast!
Yes! I love that, too.
Oh, she's so great. And when Billy is like, go to hell. And she's like, oh, I've been there, thank you. I found it quite lovely. Oh, God.
Billy.
I love Billy. I'm glad that Billy was in the new one. I wish... Let's talk about the new one here.
Okay.
First thoughts. Glad Billy was in it. Wish some more of the original movie was referenced. Which I know can be kind of hokey sometimes in sequels, but I feel like it would have benefited just a little bit with some of that. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think, Julie?
First off, I want to get my most controversial take out of the way.
Okay.
I don't think a sequel was necessary. I thought it was a complete story. And I never actually wanted a sequel. That being said, I did very much enjoy the sequel. But... like, I thought it was fine, but I think it's because I had just watched the first one. Like, I watched them back to back. So, like, I didn't really want for anything, I guess.
Yeah.
I really like the conceit, like, the reason that they were, like, I was like, how the fuck are they gonna bring these bitches back? Like, what's the play here? You know what I mean? Like, that is what I couldn't get my mind around when I heard it. I was like, how are we doing that? So the, like, are we good to go spoiler? Can I spoil?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, I like that, like, it was, like, a kid saw them that night and, like, became obsessed with, like, the occult and magic and all that kind of stuff just to see, you know what I mean? But I also don't understand, like, my good bitch, what is you doing? Why would you do this? You know what I mean? Like, brother, what? But I don't know.
I liked Sam Richardson's storyline. I just love him to begin with, and I thought it was great, and I loved the girls that played in this new one.
Yes.
Didn't overall love it at all.
Yeah.
And I just, here's what I don't understand. Like, I thought that, oh, remind me what her name is. What's Bette Miller?
Winifred?
Yeah.
Winifred?
I thought Winifred, I mean, she, like, makes fun of her sisters. And then in the second one, it's like, oh, she
did
sisters. I'm like, I didn't even think she liked them that much. I thought she thought they were stupid. Right.
And well, and in the first one, it was always, like, she was trying to cut them out. You know what I mean? Like, she was gonna take all the kids for herself. She didn't give a shit if they lived or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she didn't give a shit.
Totally. There's even that scene at the end when Max, like, sacrifices himself for Danny, and Winifred straight up says, you're a fool to sacrifice your life for your sister.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, right there. Like, it was a complete character change. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it was weird. And like, and that was like, it took me the longest time to figure out, like, that's why, like, Hannah Waddingham's character was like, told him not to ever use that spell. You know?
Right.
Like, because that's what happened to her. She used the spell and then, like, lost her coven or whatever. But,
Yeah.
yeah.
Can we talk about how amazingly hot she looked? I mean, I don't think she could look ugly, but can we talk
Oh,
about
she. I didn't know that she was in it. That was a complete surprise to me.
how hot?
And I loved that. That was great. I was like, oh shit. And like, we all forgot her name, and I called her Rebecca Waddingham at first. And I was like, wait, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. Yeah.
My hot take is Becca's gay. Becca is gay and in love with Cassie.
Yeah. I don't think that's a hot take, Hillary.
Well, no one else is saying it, so I'm gonna say it. I mean, right? Becca's totally queer coded.
Yeah, I think so.
Part of me feels like this, I feel like this script has probably existed as something else first and was like rehashed to turn into a Hocus Pocus sequel.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I bet you $1 billion. Because at, let's see, let me find where I read this sequel. Okay, it said in July 2014, it was announced that Disney was developing a supernatural themed film about witches and that Tina Fey was on board as a producer and star. However, Deadline debunked rumors that the film was a sequel to Hocus Pocus. So, whatever that was back in 2014 very easily could have been like draft number one of whatever this turned into.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, this sequel wouldn't have existed if it weren't for Bette Midler. Bette Midler was like the champion for the sequel. And while I absolutely, I mean, I agree with Julie. I didn't need this. I really didn't. And that's coming from a huge fan of it. But
Yeah, I liked it. I just don't, like, we just didn't need it. It wasn't necessary.
My favorite part of the sequel, honestly, was Tony Hale, the guy that played the mayor.
Yes! Oh my God, we were so invested in that man getting his goddamn candy apple. Like, I'm pissed. We were so fucking invested in that. Like, and like, that was part of it too. Like, that whole beginning sequence, the big flat, like, did not need that. We didn't need it. Even to set it up with the ancestor, or whatever, didn't need it. Didn't need it. Unnecessary. No.
We were when I watched it with my friends, we were like screaming, like, just get a, the go to CVS, or, you know, wherever, and get a fucking caramel apple and shut up. I don't care where you get it.
It was a special caramel. Heather,
Oh, God.
are you, dog, are you for real right now? It's like, that's like us going to the fair and getting chicken on a stick, brother. That's what that's like. You can't just go to the store and get a chicken on a stick. You gotta get it at the fair. You kidding me right now? You for real?
I mean, you did serve me right there. You were
Yeah.
right. You for real? Chicken on a stick only slaps at the fair.
Yeah. Do you eat it any other time of the year?
No, I do not.
That's what I thought.
Man, she really put me in my place so fast.
Well, fair fries with vinegar? Ugh. I mean, you could do that any time of the year, but does it hit as fat hard? No.
Know what? You already had got me once. It's fine. I get it. Get the man, it's caramel apple.
Oh my God, now I want a caramel apple. That sounds amazing.
Oh man.
Do you know what I didn't get this year? I really wanted a lemon shake up. Like, that's, I love, like, they're good, and I wanted one, and I never got one. I didn't go to the fair at all this year.
Sad day.
I hate the fair.
I went to the fair in Texas, and I got to see Texas Jesus, Big Tex. That was cool.
Don't even know.
Anyway, sorry, I'm so far off topic here. It's not even funny. I got nothing. I'm sad the cat didn't talk in the second one. Why can't we get a talking cat?
Know. I really wanted, like, I don't know, because I wanted Banks to be at rest, at peace, but at the same time, I was kind of like, I just want to hear Jason Marsden's voice come out of something.
Yeah, I just want to see a cat talk. I mean, honestly.
Oh, actually, let's talk about my favorite thing from the second movie. It was the sentience of the book.
Yes.
Obsessed.
Agreed.
Don't like that the book cried. That was fucking weird. But the book and the book being like, I don't want to do this spell. I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Like the book having sentience. Love that. Thought that was good. Book.
That's a good idea.
I can't believe Winifred would treat the book like that. That's fucked.
You know what I really appreciated? This is like just a me thing, and I know that a lot of people are actually really pissed off about it. But like the references to the girls practicing witchcraft are all like realistic. Like the things that they say and you know what I mean? It's not like fantasy movie witchcraft. It's like actual, you know what I mean? Like referencing maiden, mother, and crone, and like the type of spells they do, and like how they, you know, chant for manifestation. I was just like, that's all real shit.
Yeah.
Because movies are usually so hokey and weird about that kind of stuff, but it was kind of like respectful almost. But then you
What?
have all the. What'd you say?
But are people, I mean, you said people were pissed off about it. People pissed off because it, why are people pissed off about it?
Oh, because fucking, you know, white moms from Alabama are like, this movie's the devil, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, the mom from Texas that was like, "Don't invite this into your home," and I'm like, "Girl, you're doing too much."
Yeah, totally.
Like, ma'am, you're doing too much.
Oh, you know what? One thing we didn't talk about in the first movie that always bugs the hell out of me.
What?
Gary and Penny Marshall playing a husband and wife.
That bugs you? Because I love that. I think it's hilarious. That's so fun. That's just hilarious to me.
It
That's so
is
funny.
funny, but it's also very weird.
Yeah, it's funny though.
I texted the girls last night when I watched this because when the sisters are resurrected in this movie, when they come out singing. And I immediately text the girls like, "Is this a musical?" Because it's giving me musical vibes, and I don't know if I would be on board if it's going to be a musical, but it wasn't, fortunately. But and I love musicals generally, but I did not want this to be a musical. I
Hillary,
already it was a dumb question because you already knew I sat through it and I would have bitched the entire
yeah,
time.
she would have bitched the whole time,
Perfectly.
dog. They reference we Heather talked about it a little earlier though. She talked about how like they lose their brooms. So in the new one, like Mary's on Roombas, and that's the funniest shit ever. That's hilarious. Like
That was really funny.
anybody that doesn't like that is full of shit. And if they're like it's hokey, blah, 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 it served a purpose, and I think that was so good. I'm sorry, that was excellent to me.
I loved when
Yes.
the girls kind of outwitted them and took them to like whatever the CVS, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's children's souls, and they're like in the like
Is it
deep aisle.
potions? Yeah.
Yeah, the
Oh,
Roomba
you.
thing.
Sorry, go ahead.
When it first happened, I laughed, but I kind of rolled my eyes at it. But when it paid off later, I was like, that's fucking genius.
Yeah, it was so smart. Actually, you know what really grinds my gears from the first one, Hillary? What the fuck happened to those little girls that stole their brooms?
Those bitches flew to
Straight
Argentina and were never
to the
seen again.
moon, Alice. Straight to the moon. Like, that's where you could have come for your sequel from. You know what I mean? Like, what
Yeah.
happened to those girls? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't mind that storyline, but like, I kind of hate that he was a dumb bitch and did that to everybody. Like, brother,
Yeah.
please.
Yeah, what the fuck, Gilbert?
Gilbert. Although I did love that he had to do like the buddy shit and like you know what I mean? Like him and Billy like had to go get all the stuff.
Go get
That
all the
was
stuff.
funny. I take umbrage with the way that Billy like just turned to dust. That's fucked. I was like, it would have been funnier if he collapses a bag of bones and then they had to put it back in the graveyard.
I also have a problem with him being alive this whole time.
Yeah, that was
because like, fucked. And like that was fucked up. A, because it's fucked up, but B, because in the first one, like when they die, it breaks the curse on Binks.
Binks. Yeah.
I think that when they died, it would have broken the curse on Billy.
Yes.
Or the spell on Billy.
Shit, yes. Don't make no sense. Well, that, and the other thing too is like, if it was possible for the candle to be like the remnants to be built, melted down and bring them back, then the curse on Binks shouldn't have broken.
Right. Because he was, should have been able to keep guarding this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they really fucked that one up in
1993. Yeah. In 2018, they wrote a sequel novel, which followed the daughter of Max and Allison. Her name was Poppy. And I kind of want to read it, just out of curiosity.
I just find it hard to believe that Max and Allison would have stayed together once they got grown up. No, Cash, yeah. No. Sorry.
Joe really wanted them to be, like, the couple from the teenagers from the first movie to be in the second movie, which I don't disagree with. That would have been nice.
Yeah, I would have liked that, too.
Yep, agreed. I really liked the song, the One Way or Another cover.
Yeah, I like that too. It was
really catchy. I don't know. I mean, overall, I think I agree with Julie. I don't think it needed to exist, but it was fine.
I was in like, listen, the bar for me is so low. Like, if I'm entertained, it's fine. So, like, I was entertained. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
So
it was fine.
Oh, did you guys, well, you guys wouldn't have noticed, but there's cameos from some very famous drag queens in this movie.
Yes, I noticed.
I saw the drag queens.
Yeah, they're all,
know them, you know.
Yeah, they're all Drag Race alums.
That's, we were cool. All like, drag in a Disney movie? What?
Oh, yeah. Who's the devil?
Yeah. It weren't on TV. It's never going to be on TV, so it's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like, that's the, they can get away with that shit because it's never going to be on TV. It's not going to be like regular Hocus Pocus that they play every Halloween. They ain't going to play the second one on TV.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a weird thing that they did not do a theatrical release on this.
Yeah.
I think that's weird, because they would have made a bajillion dollars. People called about it constantly.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's probably also probably made a bajillion dollars of people being like, oh, well, we need to get Disney Plus back. You know what I mean? Cause,
yeah. I don't know. I think a theatrical, like, I think they could have made just as much money on a theatrical release. It would have sucked for me, though, because then, like, I would have had to work and then clean up after all their wretched children. Looking at you, Lyle Lyle Crocodile. Yeah. I was entertained. Again, like I said, that's all I'm really asking for is to be entertained. So I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. I just didn't really understand the sisters part. And it just, like, wrapped up so quickly. And I was like, oh, yeah, my sisters. Okay, yeah, I love them. Bye.
Yeah. It, like, the moment didn't, like, have time to hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if she, maybe if it had gone on a little bit longer. And, like, you know, you saw her, like, trying to, like, look to them. And, you know what I mean? And they're not there. And she slowly realizes that she's alone. Do you know what I mean? That would have worked a little bit better. There just wasn't time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, totally. Interesting. I just read, in the original film, Mary's mouth is crooked to the right. This time, it's to the left.
Oh!
Kathy Najimy explains that it is because it's hard for her to do it on the original side now, so to explain it away, Winifred slaps Mary and her mouth moves to the other side. I didn't even catch that.
Oh, wow. God.
That's funny.
Let's see. I'm seeing if there's any other
trivia that... Anybody notice that, like, I don't know, like, I like Sarah Jessica Parker, but, like, if you looked at her in the background sometimes, she was just, I don't know, she wasn't good.
in the sequel or in both?
In the sequel, mainly. I would look at her in the background, and she would just, like, I know she's supposed to look flighty or whatever, but, like, she just looked like she didn't know where she was, like, if she was acting or not. I don't know. It was just very strange.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I wasn't really paying attention, but that tracks.
Yeah, it's part of a role, but I was just like, you're not being good right now. This is not good. I'm not buying it.
Brows were also fucked up.
I will watch it again.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll catch more the second time, too. I mean, you know, the first time, like, I was with people that I'd never met before. Because, like, Kelsey's friends came over and we watched it. And so, like, you know, like, but it was fun to watch it that way because, like, I watched it with people that have a completely different perspective of it, which I thought was cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just having multiple, like, if we had watched it together, you know what I mean? Like, it would have been different. Like, our viewing experiences would have been different, I think.
Right.
So, I enjoyed that. I thought that was cool.
That's fun. Yeah, it was funny watching it with my parents. And both of them, what's really funny is neither one of them had ever really seemed to have any inclination to watch. I mean, Gary had seen the first one before, probably, but it had been a long time. But the only reason they really agreed to watch the first one with me is because they really wanted to watch the second one. I'm like, why? You know what I mean? You'd think you'd have like a established love of the franchise to be like, oh, the new one. But they were just like, oh, yeah, I really want to watch the new one. I'm like, okay. Perfect. My parents are
crazy. Yeah, like, I know the listeners don't know who these people are, but Abby's boyfriend, Chris, I was like, Chris, have you even watched this movie? He's like, oh, I'm going to quote it the whole time. He's like, you're going to have to shut me up. I was like, damn, okay. Like, more people like than I know.
That's funny. I'm just scrolling through the trivia like a creep. Because I didn't take any notes because I'm lazy. God, I've been so busy. It's not even funny.
I've been there.
I'm going to be an aunt. That's huge. There's going to be a baby around. It's going to be a little baby. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I'm so excited, but I'm so nervous, and there's going to be a baby.
It's going to be great. You're going to love it. Great.
I'm going to love him so much, and he's going to be so cute, but I'm so scared. It's a baby. He's due in mid-November, so it's coming up fast.
Oh, yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Oh, Garrett Howard Starling. It's funny. Shout out to my stepbrother who started a YouTube channel that's doing really well. And... the other day when we were hanging out and like his channel was blown up really fast, I was like, oh, so when are you going to do a shout out for your sister's podcast? And he was like, oh, I was like, I'm serious. I'm like, I'm not kidding. Motherfucker, mister, I have 300 subscribers in like 2 hours. Yeah, you're gonna shout me out.
Right?
He never will, but whatever.
I'll fist bite him.
I'll shout his channel out because I'm a good sister. It's Stick Figured is his YouTube channel. This is his name. So go follow my brother. He makes gaming videos. They're funny.
Oh, it took me a second because I thought you said gay meme videos, and I was like, wait a second, what? Gay meme videos? That's not right.
Gaming. I'm getting a bit of a cold, so I'm kind of nasally. There's so many other movies I want to do for the spooky season. I want, Julie and I talked about doing Little Nicky, so that will probably happen. I want to do Casper.
Oh, I want to be in on Casper. I love that movie.
Yeah. You actually gave me the idea to do Casper. You had mentioned it ages ago, and I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And it's finally streaming somewhere, so.
Bruce and I were at a craft festival, and he was like, why is everyone obsessed with Hocus Pocus? And because it was, like, everywhere. And he's like, why isn't it Casper? Casper's better. He'd be like, I just wish people were obsessed with something else. Like, you know, Casper. Like, why can't Casper be in, like, every, like, because you know all the Hocus Pocus, like, decorations and stuff.
Yeah. Can you imagine him on this show? Great.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that would be really funny. Let's do it.
We should do it.
Dead quiet, and then he'd say some one-liner that was so sarcastic. That was ugly.
Oh, that's funny. Well, any final thoughts on Hocus Pocus franchise?
I'm glad I finally watched the first one. I mean, I like the second one, just not as much.
Yeah. Jules?
We did it, lads. It's good. It's fun. It's wholesome. It makes me want to go to Salem.
Oh, I want to go to Salem so bad. It just seems like a blast. Yeah. So, that was us just bullshitting about Hocus Pocus and Hocus Pocus 2. A conversation we probably would have had even regardless of the show because I wanted to talk to people about it.
Salem's weird, you guys.
Yeah.
The museum was so strange. It was strange. I mean, the town was, it wasn't as spooky. I mean, it was just like had one spooky thing and this really spooky statue, but I fucking hate statues. Oh, it was terrifying, but like, it was just a cute little town. It was weird. That's my Salem plug.
That's weird, you guys. All right. Well, thank you guys. Thank you all for listening to this. This was a silly little episode. You know the drill. You can follow us on social media. You can interact with us there. You can send us DMs or emails with any questions or requests or comments you may have. You can support the channel by clicking on in the episode description onto our support page where you can do a monthly patronage or a one-time donation. Any little bit helps. You can also help out the podcast just by sharing it with your friends and followers and to help us spread our listener base. And even if that never happens, even if there's just four people listening to this, I'm going to keep doing it because it's fun. Thank you, Julie and Heather, for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And until next time, we are the Weirdos, Mister.